Blessings, 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 and welcome to the Path to Freedom here on Inside Timer. My name is Daniel Roqueo, and I'm so grateful and I'm honored that you're choosing to join me in a moment of expanding our consciousness and raising our vibration. And today it is about meditation. And so I welcome you here. Welcome, 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 wherever you are and whenever you are, as we're all in different time zones and different geographical locations on this planet, but still hanging out in one space, in one room. So that's awesome. I would invite you, as always nowadays, to put a little intention in the chat. So whatever quality or feeling tone that you wish to embody, I invite you to put it in the chat so as to give yourself a direction and as to give the sacred laws a direction to guide and lead and move us. And so my intention for this session is peace. So that is what I would be putting in the chat. And if you have an intention of your own, you're more than welcome to share it with us. And it's not about us knowing your intention. It is about you articulating and describing that intention. And so welcome to this session, which is about meditation. And meditation is one of the most beautiful tools that we have to consciously participate in the awakening as we move along the path of awakening, as we move along the path of freedom. Meditation is one of the most powerful tools that we have. And I remember when I first began to meditate, and this is like 20 years ago, I didn't quite know how to do it. And so this session will be a brief exploration and description of one of the means and modes of meditation. I mean, there are countless means and there are so many different ways of meditating. And we will talk about one of them. And also, obviously, we'll move into a meditation practice where we, during 10 or 15 minutes, will sit in a silent meditation. But before that, just to set the tone and sort of clear ourselves, clear this space from anything that we may have brought with us. It may have been conditions and circumstances. It may have been, you know, experiences, what someone has done or not done just recently or a long time ago. Before we move into the exploration of meditation, let's just jump right into it for a brief moment of stilling ourselves, stilling our minds. And so in this moment, I invite us all to make ourselves comfortable. And this is very important. So I invite us to make ourselves comfortable. I invite us to close the outer eye, our inner eye, our spiritual eye. They may remain open and active, but let's close our outer eyes. And I invite us all to put a smile on. And all these stages that we're going through now, we will be talking more about them in the session. So if you don't quite understand why I'm saying a certain thing or whatever the case may be, for now, I invite you to just be with it and you'll have an explanation of it later. And so I invite us to smile. Let's put a beautiful smile on our faces. And even if we don't particularly feel like smiling in this moment, I'd still invite us to smile. As the smile, it's a very sacred and healing agent. And as we're having our eyes closed and as we're having our smiles on our faces, I invite us to gently tap between the eyebrows. That first eye, that divine eye, to have some activation going as we've closed our outer eyes. It's time for us to open our inner eyes, our spiritual eyes. So let's gently tap for a brief moment. And as we tap, let's set an intention for this meditation, however brief it may be. And my intentions are always for me to wake up to who and what I am and for me to forever allow for greater and grander expressions of that who and what to emerge. And you're welcome to join me in these intentions, and you're welcome to set your own intentions. And if you're new into this session, if you just recently joined us, we're having a brief pre-meditation meditation. So to just enter into this space, honoring this space, so we can release the tapping. And I invite us to put our hands in our lap, palms facing upward, and fingers, that is the thumb and the middle finger, they may be touching as a sign of receptivity. And so we turn our attention toward the breath. And as we do, I invite us to become aware of, first of all, that the body is fully capable and able of doing the breathing by itself, which means that we do not need to make the breathing happen. We do not need to participate in the breathing. But ours to do is to merely observe the breathing as it happens, as the chest rises and falls, as the air flows in and out. Let's observe and witness as the body expresses its divine intelligence. And we also want to be aware that each breath has four stages to it. There's the in-breath, there's the space between in and out-breath, we have the out-breath, and then the space between out and in-breath. And all of these four stages, we're wise to seek to have our attention stayed on each of them, as it allows us to sustain our attention on the breath for longer and longer periods, and with ever-increasing ease and grace. So as we take on the feeling tone that all is well, I invite us all to give the peace that follows permission to move us deep, deep, deep into the stillness and into the silence. Our attention drifts away from the breath, let's gently and lovingly turn it back to the breath and begin again. Come back to the breath and begin again. To the breath and begin again. The breath and begin again. Zazen in a brief moment, move us into a opening blessing. I invite us all to remain with our eyes closed, our hearts open, our minds open, so as to give the prayer permission to move us into an even higher vibration, an even more expanded consciousness. And so in this moment, this beautiful, magnificent, and radiant moment, this powerful moment, how good it is to be here. How good it is to be immersed in this peace that passes human understanding. Immersed in this infinite joy that is here. This infinite love that is here. Infinite harmony that is here. Infinite abundance that is here. Infinite wholeness that is here. All here in the nowness of this moment. How good it is to be able to come back. Withdraw from the world. Extricate ourselves from external conditions and circumstances and come back to the nowness of this moment. And how good it is to be able to do it together, to be able to commune in such a beautiful space as this is. And from this space of gratitude, I absolutely know and I absolutely feel that there is only one thing here. There is only one thing going on, and that is spirit, and that is good. Spirit and good are synonymous. And that is it. That is all there is. Infinite love, infinite peace, infinite joy, infinite harmony, infinite abundance, infinite wholeness, infinite beauty. These are other qualities of this spirit and goodness. But it is infinite. It is eternal, which means that it's always the same. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Eternally sourcing and fueling and funding itself, sustaining and maintaining itself, guiding and leading and moving itself into ever greater and grander expressions of itself. Because it cannot ever compromise itself, it cannot ever contradict itself or go against itself. But wherever spirit is, it is fully present in every space, every place, every being, every object. And as spirit is all there is, that allness is everywhere, which means that right where we are, right where I am, and right where you are, all of this good is. All of this good is. We, you and I, we're unique and perfect emanations of this good. We're this good expressing itself in us and through us, in us and through our lives. We're holographic images of all of this good. And what this means is that right where we are, Everything is working for the highest good, for our personal good, and for the collective good. It means that all is well in this moment, in every single moment. And something wonderful is always happening. Always, always, always. I know it, I feel it, I accept it, I give thanks for it, I allow it to be. Blessing this space, blessing each and every single one of us who is tuning into this space, regardless of where we are, when we are, regardless of whatever conditions and circumstances and experiences that we're facing. I'm blessing this space and I'm blessing all of us, knowing that all is well. All is well. So release the word, so be it, and so be it. So shall it be. So we are. Amen. So welcome to this new space. We entered into this space as one iteration of who and what we are, and we're emerging out of this space as another iteration, another expression of this who and what that we are. So welcome to this session about meditation, the way of meditation. And I would like, or I would invite you to put a little in the chat about your meditation practice or your intentions where meditation is concerned. Perhaps you're a beginner, perhaps you're feeling that intuitive pull and nudge toward meditation, but don't really know how to. or perhaps you've been meditating for years and years and years. So I would invite you to just share a little bit about your meditation practice, because it is a practice. Meditation, and we need to begin with defining what meditation is. The definition of meditation is simply to be fully present in the nowness of this moment. That is what meditation is. There are innumerable techniques as to how to come back to the nowness of this moment. But whenever we are in the nowness of this moment, then we are in meditation. That's when we are in meditation. So as some of us may have experienced, and I'm actually going through a phase right now where when I'm sitting to meditate, I'm so much drifting in and out. My mind is so busy with contemplating, and I'm so pulled into time. And that's a part of the practice. That's a part of the practice. But those moments, they may be brief, they may be extended, but those moments when we're fully present in the nowness of this moment, that's when we are in meditation. And there is this preparation for meditation. So that's the definition of meditation, to be fully present. And obviously, we can do it in any kind of way. Observing a flower, just looking at it, no labeling, no trying to figure out, no mentalizing, no intellectualizing, but being fully present with that flower, that's being in meditation. Being out walking, watching every blade of grass, observing, witnessing every blade of grass, every rock on the path, every cloud in the sky, that's being in meditation. Whenever we come back to the nowness of this moment, that's when we are in meditation. And so what that does to us is that it allows us, and this is the main benefit of meditation. It allows us to stay anchored. It allows us to stay centered in the nowness and grounded in the nowness of this moment all through our days. As we've talked about before, if you've joined any other of these sessions, we've talked a lot about the ego. We've talked a lot about how we constantly are being pulled into time, and we're constantly being pulled into the external world where we experience judgments and opinions and point of views, and we experience labeling. We're perceiving things as to be good and bad. But when we come back to the nowness of this moment, and the more we come back to the nowness of this moment, the less of these judgments we experience, the less of these opinions we experience. So that's the main benefit of meditation. Now, there are people that move into meditation to reach exalted states and expand it, you know. Good morning, Charlotte from San Diego. And enjoying expanded states of being, expanded states of consciousness. And that's one way to approach meditation. But in its truest sense, it is all about allowing for the peace that is here, allowing for the love that is here, allowing for the joy that is here, that is always here in the nowness of this moment, allowing all of these to flow through us, to emerge from within us. So that is where we live. That is where we live. That's why we sit to meditate. That's why we sit to meditate. So that we can be in this world, but not be of this world. So that we can move through the world with all of the things that is going on the planet. So much happening, so much negativity, so much fear, so much worry, so much doubt, so much sense of lack and separation. So that we can move through all of this, untouched and unmoved, because we are joy, we are peace, we are love, we are harmony. We're not seeking to get it from the world, but we know that we are it in the nowness of this moment. So meditation, and this, it's like going to the gym, exercising or building that attention muscle. You know, when we go to the gym and we're lifting weights and we're doing all these exercises to build healthy and sometimes over healthy bodies, strong muscles. Well, meditation is going to the gym for the attention muscle. And so as meditation is a practice, we are wise to find a way to do it on a daily and regular basis. Doing it once a week, doing it a couple of times every week, I mean, that's so much better than not doing it at all. But if we really want to enjoy the benefits, if we really want to get in touch with this peace that passes human understanding, where we get to be in peace regardless of what is happening and what regardless of what is going on around us, then we're wise to make it a practice, a regular, habitual, and preferably a daily practice of coming back to the nowness of this moment through meditation. However, having said that, I also need to say that being in meditation for 30 minutes each morning, for instance, and then totally losing ourselves in time throughout the rest of the day, then meditation may not be doing that much good, but we need to find a way to come back to the nowness of this moment all throughout our days. I believe it was, I know it was Eckhart Tolle. He had a long time ago, he had a series with Oprah, and they were talking about his book, The New Earth, and it was like the precursor of webinars. It was 10, 15 years ago, perhaps. And at one point during one of these sessions, he said that it is better to come back to the nowness of this moment, or he had his term for it, but for a second every hour than for half an hour in the beginning of the day, and then forget about the now. That's what he calls it, the now, throughout the rest of the day. So while meditation builds and strengthens the attention muscle, we need to keep on strengthening it all throughout our days. All right, so that was a little bit about what the good of meditation is and the definition of meditation. And there are different modalities of meditation. There is spiritual, there is contemplative, there is a number of others, sort of approaches to meditation. We can read a text and then contemplate that text, take it with us into the meditation, and making ourselves open and available for the deeper meaning of that text. But this session is about when we are still, fully present in the nowness of this moment, not to get anything, not to achieve anything, not to get anywhere, but being fully present here. And what this means, let me begin this way. When I first began to meditate, and this is many years ago, I had this notion that when in meditation, I need to sit cross-legged, first of all, and the purpose of meditation is to reach a sublime state of absolute stillness in my mind. So that was my notion. And so I would light candles, and I would burn incenses, and I would sit on my couch cross-legged. Now, my physicality, having been playing soccer and even more martial arts, my hips do not really go well sitting cross-legged. Imagine that, a martial artist who's not flexible. So I had to put so much energy into just sitting cross-legged. And I would set a timer on my watch. I would set it for, I believe it was 20 minutes or so. And so much energy went into me sitting cross-legged that it took much of the joyfulness out of meditation. And meditation is a joyful thing. There's nothing serious at all about meditation. It is all about allowing for the joy to emerge. It is all about allowing for the peace that to emerge. So it's not serious. It's not a serious business at all. But I would sit on my couch and efforting to sit in the right stance. And also, I would experience no peace at all. I had so many thoughts running through my mind, I was constantly pulled. I'd be present with my breath for a second or two, and then I'd be pulled into fantasy, and I'd be sleepwalking or sit dreaming for a longer period, and then I'd catch myself. Oh, I'm supposed to be present with my breath, so I came back to the breath, and I was present with the breath for a number of seconds, and then I got lost again, and I was so frustrated with this that I had no teacher back then, but meditation was just something that I, caught that this is good for me. It's good for me to meditate. This is something that I need to do. So no one told me that meditation is being present with that which is, but I thought that meditation is to have complete and utter silence and stillness. And it came to the point where I got so upset with myself. And I remember I would sit on my couch, and I was living in an apartment, and there was a street outside, and I had neighbors, and I would curse the people honking driving outside my apartment, or the neighbors when they were yelling or they were vacuuming, or whenever noise happened around me, I would curse it, because this is not a space for me to I need to be on a hilltop in Himalaya. That's where I need to go to meditate. But none of this is what meditation is. But meditation is being fully present with that which is in the nowness of this moment, which means that we can be like right before this session, I was out on the balcony meditating, and our kids, they got into a fight. and they resolved it, so no one got hurt. But meditation is being fully present with that. I was aware that there were thought forms within my mind that sort of wanted to call forth peace and stillness. But then I came back to, that's not what meditation is. Meditation is not to get anywhere, but meditation is to be here. And so we can be in meditation even if there's so many noises and seeming distractions around us. We can still be in the meditation, being fully present here. And likewise, and so in meditation, and this is one thing that we need to be aware of, when we become still, that is a beautiful space for cleansing, for healing to happen. So when we move into the meditation, there will be moments when things come up, when things come to the surface, thoughts, memories, perceptions, feelings, emotions of different kinds. And our job when in meditation is not to push them away, not to deny them, but to be present with them, allow them to be, not engage with them. We do not need to attach ourselves to them, but simply be with them, observe them, witness them, just as we witness our breath in meditation. So, and also the body may begin to act out. So it may begin to itch, and it may begin to, you know, get restless, and even sometimes we may experience pain. But we're wise to seek to just be with it, embrace and allow it to be. And with time, as is the practice, our attention muscle begins to grow stronger and stronger and stronger, to the point where we can be aware of having thought forms, and we can be aware of things happening in the body, but our attention is not pulled away to that. We're with it, we're not denying it, we're not repressing it, but our attention can stay on the breath while experiencing these experiences. So that's another level of meditation. That's, you know, we're building that attention muscle. So the breath, because that is, I love using the breath as a means of anchoring myself in the nowness of this moment, for the simple reasons that the breath is always here. I always carry it with me, There, as long as I'm alive here on this planet, there's nowhere I can go where I don't have the breath. So I don't need anything outside of myself to come back to the nowness of this moment, but I use my breath. And also, the breath is always now. We're not breathing in the past, we're not breathing in the future, but it is always now. And the third thing, the breath does not inspire or evoke intellectual stimulation. There's nothing for the mind to attach itself to when it comes to the breath, because the breath is beyond description. It just is. So these are why I absolutely love using the the breath as a beautiful means of meditation. And so the breath, and as we talked about in the brief meditation as we went into this session, the breath, or the body actually, is divinely intelligent. It knows exactly when to breathe, so we do not need to participate in the breathing, but simply observe the breathing as it happens. Simply observe the breathing as it happens. And also, the breath has four stages. And this was a game changer for me when I came into this realization that the breath actually, it's not one thing. The breath is not one thing. And oftentimes, as I used to believe, most people take the breath to be simply the in-breath and the out-breath. But actually, there are two spaces between the in-breath and out-breath. So we have the in-breath, absolutely. And then there's a space, a little brief space of nothingness, of no-thingness, where nothing happens. It's sort of a, not a vacuum, but it's equilibrium. It's a balance between in and out. And then the out-breath, and then there's a slightly longer space, slightly more prolonged space between the out-breath and the in-breath. And where I tend to lose myself, where I tend to lose my attention on the breath, is during that space after the out-breath and before the in-breath. It's kind of like I've gone through the in-breath, the space, the out-breath, and I sort of relax my attention. I let it flow freely for a moment. And that's when and where I lose myself, when I move into, or when I drift away. It's usually in that space between out and in-breath. And so being aware that these four spaces exist allow us to sustain our attention. If we are conscious about these four stages, it allows us to be attentive, to be on our toes, even when the breath is seemingly over, as most of us believe it to be when we have exhaled. So we want to use these four stages to anchor us even deeper into the nowness of this moment. All four. And then we want to smile. You know, meditation is nothing serious, for starters. And also that smile, that helps the body relax. So we may be moving through stuff. We may be, you know, experiencing conditions or challenges or whatever the case may be. But that smile allows us to relax. It allows the body to relax. Because when we smile, what we're in essence saying is that all is well. All is well. That's what the smile means. All is well. In this moment, when we're in genuine smile, there's no fear, there's no worry, there's no doubt, there's no nothing. There's only bliss and joy and happiness and harmony and wholeness. So we want to enter into the meditation with a smile, even if we don't feel like smiling. Because, yes, Rachel does smile. Isn't it beautiful to smile? I mean, it feels good to smile. So that's a beautiful portal into the meditation, to smile. And even if we don't feel like smiling, we can still put that smile on our faces. Because the body doesn't know the difference. The body just knows and recognizes that the muscles, the smiling muscles in the face, that they are being activated, that they are moving, and that the body interprets as, oh, all is well, so I can relax. Beautiful. So that's a way for us to move into the meditation, to release and let go of conditions and circumstances. And then we had this moment of tapping between our eyebrows up here. There's the pineal gland. Some call it the third eye. I call it the first eye. Our divine eye, our spiritual eye, the eye that sees that which cannot be seen with our human senses or seen with our human eyes, that which hears that which cannot be heard with our human ears, you know, beyond our human physical senses. We've got this spiritual sense. And tapping it allows it, it activates it. It allows it to open up so that we, as we move into the stillness, make ourselves open and available for guidance to be revealed to us. That's not why we're moving into the meditation, but a stillness is a beautiful space where we are, where we can catch guidance. We might as well. We might as well use this beautiful space of meditation to sort of connect. So we want to always, I want to always tap here. And while I'm tapping, I'm tapping in my intention. So I'm tapping in my my intention to wake up into the meditation, into my nervous system. So that becomes why I'm sitting in meditation. I'm not sitting to get anywhere. I'm not sitting to do anything. I'm simply sitting to be open and available to catch whatever I need to catch, to be fully present here. And obviously, when in meditation, we sometimes drift in and out, and sometimes we drift more, and sometimes we drift less, depending on what's going on in our lives. But whenever we catch ourselves having drifted away from the breath, we're so wise to gently and lovingly, no judgment, no opinion, no self-criticism, no blame, no shame, no nothing, just simply gently and lovingly come back to the breath, and we begin again. Every moment is a new beginning, so when we catch ourselves, we get to begin again, and we get to begin again, and we perhaps need to get to begin 1,000 times during the meditation sitting or session. But that's just how it is. That is part of the embracing and allowing that which is. That's part of the being present with what is. So it's not bad, it's not negative, it's not wrong, it's not any of that. It just is. So we're present with it, and we love ourselves up and begin again. Hi, Farnes. Our attention helps us. Sometimes pain stops us to try. Yes, smiling is beautiful. Celebrating our way through life is a beautiful way of approaching life. Finding the nuggets, the gems of goodies everywhere, because they are everywhere. And we can either choose to turn our attention toward the bad or the seeming bad or the seeming negative, that which upsets us or that which angers us, or we can seek to turn our attention toward the good that is fully present. It is not denying the bad that is. It is not denying the challenges. It is not denying what another has said or didn't say, what they did or didn't do. But we can turn our attention. We can turn our attention. And that is the beautiful practice. That is one of the results of meditation, where we get to begin to exercise dominion. Oh, excuse me. Dominion over our attention. Mastery over our attention. So that was a brief description of meditation. My intention is that we're going to move into a silent meditation. But I just want to check with all of you if you have any questions, any comments so far, anything I need to articulate or address, or are we all good? There's at the bottom left of my screen, there's a little internet sign letting me know how the internet connection is, and it just as I asked if we're all good, it jumped from excellent to good. So I'm taking that I'm taking that as a sign that we are all good. And so let's have a moment of moving into a silent meditation. And so once again, I invite us all to make yourselves comfortable in whatever position you feel comfortable. I said before that it is not about how we sit, but I would invite us to plant our feet on the ground so as to ground ourselves on the ground with Mother Earth. So other than that, we're free to sit however we want to sit, but my invitation is to plant our feet, our whole feet, on the ground or the floor or wherever. So let's make ourselves comfortable. Let us close our eyes and allow that smile to to spread across our faces, knowing and feeling that all is well in this moment. And from here, I invite us to gently tap once again between our eyebrows, activating that first eye. Let's once again set the intention to wake up to who and what we are, and to forever allow for great and grand expressions of that who and what to emerge. So that's why we're sitting. We can tap that activation a little bit more into our system, into our being. And we can still smile. We don't need to lose our smile just because we turned away from it. We can release the tapping, and I invite us to place our hands in our lap and palms facing upward. And this is if it feels right, but at an energetic level, facing our palms upwards makes us open and receptive, open and available for the allness and the goodness and the eternality of spirit to emerge from within us, to envelop us. And if we want to increase our receptivity, we can gently have our thumb and middle finger touch, or index finger, either way. And as we turn our attention toward the breath, let's be aware once again that the body is fully capable and able of doing the breathing by itself. It knows exactly when to breathe. It knows exactly how much air to breathe in. So we do not need to make anything happen where the breath is concerned, but we can simply observe it, witness it, be present with it. Let's also be aware of these four stages of the breath: the in-breath, the space between in and out-breath, the out-breath, and the space between out and in-breath. So that we may be a little bit forewarned that after the out-breath, the breath is still going on. So we want to be mindful of that. And taking one deep breath, and taking on the feeling tone that all is well in this moment, let us give the peace that follows permission to move us deep, deep, deep into the stillness and into the silence. Being fully present with the breath, each of these four stages. And should our attention be pulled away from the breath, let us with love and kindness and compassion turning back to the breath and begin again. Let us be aware that being fully present in the nowness of this moment never is about denying anything. And so if an itch begins to happen in the body, we can be aware of that itch. But we do not need to participate in the itch. We do not need to scratch. But we can allow the itch to dissolve as it will. Or if the body acts out in other ways, if we suddenly experience a pain somewhere in the body, we do not need to participate in that pain either. We can acknowledge it, we can recognize it, and then we can come back to the breath and begin again. Come back to the breath and begin again. The breath and begin again, embracing and allowing all that is to be as it is, whatever it is. Thoughts, feelings, emotions, experiences, memories, fantasies, projections into the future, fears, worries, doubt, perceptions of lack and scarcity. Embrace and allow it. Let us just be with it. Not engaging, not attaching ourselves to it, not identifying ourselves with it, but observing it, witnessing them. The breath and begin again. Let's not give the external world the power to distract us from that which is here, from that which is now. after the breath and begin again. Back to the breath, begin again, embracing and allowing that which is to be as it is. In the breath and begin again. A brief moment longer. Slowly begin to make our way, not back, but make our way to the new space that has emerged. Begin to open our eyes. And I kind of don't want to open my eyes. This was such a nice space to be in. But I'm going to open them anyway. There was one thing that I caught during the... Thank you. Thank you so much for participating in this virtual meditation space. This space of stillness. There was one thing that I caught in the meditation that I want to share. And that is, as most of us, we live in a society where time is highly valued and our lives are structured and built around time, the linearity of time. And so the ego and we've been talking a lot about the ego before, but the ego continuously tries to talk us out of moving into these practices. It continuously tries to talk us out of growing and expanding, finding or serving us excuses as to why not to engage in meditation, why not to engage in prayer, why not to engage in forgiveness and all these practices. And one of the things that the ego does is it serves us the excuse that I don't have time to meditate. It takes too much time. And so one way to, and obviously we do not need to sit in meditation for 30 minutes every day. If that is our practice, that's beautiful, but we don't have to. We can sit for 5 minutes. But the ego has a way to trick us into believing that we don't have time to sit for even 5 minutes. And so a way to sort of bypass the ego is to say to ourselves that I'm only going to sit for 1 minute. I mean, we all have 1 minute to spare. During the 24 hours of each day, we certainly have 1 minute to spare. So if I sit for 1 minute, if I trick the ego into believing that I'm going to sit for 1 minute, once that 1 minute has passed, then we can extend it for another minute and for another minute and for another minute until we feel that I can't bear sitting still anymore. I need to go up and do something or whatever the case may be. But that is a way to bypass the ego, to say I'm just going to sit for 1 minute and that's it. Then I'm free to go binge watch Netflix, or I'm free to go to social media and check out the feed or whatever. But 1 minute. And so from there, we can extend these periods. So, quick question. How was it? How was your experience with meditation? And thank you so much, Cynthia, for your kind and loving words. It was easy, Cynthia says. Great. And Farna says, I can only meditate here, not on my own. May I ask why? Like being guided. Yeah. There is something about... Oh, and that's something... So I'm going to ask you a question, Farnas, and feel free to answer. But how is it that you can only meditate here? What's the challenge when you're on your own? And while you perhaps are answering, let's speak a little bit about, because there are guided meditations and there are silent meditations. And while guided meditations are beautiful to move us into a space of stillness, we're wise to have a silent meditation practice as well. Because it is when in the silence that things really happen. I mean, guided meditations, they're like blankets when we're wrapped in love and when we're wrapped in affirmations. But they are triggering the intellect in a way that a silent meditation is not. So it's beautiful to have both. But I would not invite to only have a guided meditation practice, because that will that something happens with the intellect when and I know that I was speaking during this meditation, but hearing someone speak, it triggers the intellect, it triggers thoughts, and it triggers it takes us away from the stillness, from the silence. So I'm not saying anything. So Farnes said, so is it the sadness that is preventing you from not meditating on your own, Farnes? Because it's all right to be sad. It's all right to be sad. And I can understand how tinnitus may be unbearable, But I could also, I'm catching that perhaps being more in silence, it may increase it at first, but it can also heal it. It can also allow it to dissolve. So I'm not giving any kind of advice. I'm just saying that it doesn't have to make it only worse. And I can't silence my brain, it's nonstop. But that is the practice of meditation. That's how it was for me in the beginning. There was no space, there was no silence, there was no stillness. But that stillness has evolved. It has emerged out of the practice. Kind of like going jogging. We don't begin by being in great shape. We don't wait till we get in great shape before we begin to train or exercise. But we begin to train and exercise to get in great shape. And this is the same. The stillness arises, emerges when we seek it, when we come back to it. So that is one of the beautiful gems of meditation, that actually it evokes. Stillness and silence within our minds. And it doesn't matter if we're sitting for 30 minutes. It doesn't matter if we're drifting 29 minutes out of those 30 minutes. It's not a race. It's not a competition. It's not a anything. It just is. And the next time, perhaps we're drifting 28.5 minutes. And then a month from now, perhaps we're being fully present for 3 minutes. So it happens gradually. It happens gradually. So it is my invitation. It is my invitation to find a practice for only a brief moment on a daily basis, to be in stillness and to seek the silence as opposed to seeking a guided meditation. Those are beautiful and those are powerful. But this is something different. This is something else. Yes, it is like a dove. It is like a dove. The stillness, it is like a dove. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. All right, all of you. Oh, there was something I wanted to share. And forgive me for looking away, but I need to... get a link. Let me see where I can find it. There we go. And there we go. All right, so I have a couple of groups. One I just recently started here on Insight Timer, and the other one has been going on for about 3 months or so. But I've not been very active until, was it yesterday? And I'm coming to realize that these groups are beautiful space for us to come together and commune and grow and support each other in a different way than these live sessions. So I'm putting it here in the chat, and I'm hoping that it will work. So I invite you all to join me in that group and contribute and participate as much as you feel inspired and compelled to, as much as you want to. So that was the one thing. That was actually it. And so thank you so much. Oh, and those groups, those are spaces where we can continue this conversation about meditation, about the path of freedom, about the path of awakening. So thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'm trusting that I will see you on Wednesday for the Art and Practice of Manifestation, and on next Monday for the next the Path to Freedom live session. So thank you so much once again. I truly enjoyed your participation. Until the next time, I absolutely bless all our ways, and I absolutely bless all of our days. Namaste.